grill master.
Amber Duffield and Mike DeWine share a bittersweet moment as Duffield tells the governor about her late son, Tyler Jarrell.
He made a mean chicken.
DeWine was touring the Ohio State Fair on opening day when he happened to cross paths with Duffield in the Taste of Ohio building. Tyler was killed while riding the Fireball in 2017. The ride would twist, spin, and swing high into the air. Tyler was in one of the Fireball seats when it detached from the arm of the ride. It was determined later that excessive corrosion was the cause of the malfunction. Duffield shares a hug with DeWine, then shows him a locket with Tyler's picture inside.
Tyler's sister had these made for us in memory of Tyler at the one-year anniversary.
When asked what sentiments DeWine shared with Duffield, he said he talked about losing his own daughter, Becky, after a car crash in 1993.
There's just not much you can do or say, but, you know, I think it's wonderful that she's here. I think it's wonderful that she's, you know, we talked about it and I said, look, when, you know, something like that happens, most things in life we think we can fix, we think we can change, we think we can if we work hard enough, but, you know, but for her to be here today is, I think, a wonderful thing.
Duffield has been advocating for a bill that would require stronger fair ride standards and improved inspections. The state has 8 inspectors evaluating rides, along with other attractions, such as bounce houses, slides, and water parks. Duffield said she didn't bring up the bill specifically with the governor.
No, just the fact that its safety is needed.
Along with that measure, DeWine recently approved increased funding for the possibility of more inspectors to lighten the workload across the state. Duffield explains the range of emotions she experiences when she enters the fairgrounds.
Throughout the whole process, it's just been beautifully awful. The beauty is that we want to continue to hold dear to our values and what we believe are important. And we do hold that the fair is very significant to our state. And it has been a tradition, so it's very personal.
Tyler had just enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps in the summer of 2017 and was set to report to basic training the next year. Another victim of the Fireball malfunction, Jennifer Lambert, died more than a year later of liver disease while she was still receiving care for a traumatic brain injury. 6 other people were injured that day. The Ohio House has approved the bill known as Tyler's Law. It now sits in a Senate committee. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.